and now evangelist David Shannon.
We'll open to Daniel, the 10th chapter. This morning, do you need encouragement? Now, if I just said, raise your hand this morning if you need encouragement, probably a few hands would go up. But then, if I said, well, I just want to start around the room and I want to give you some encouraging remarks, and I called you by name and I said something encouraging to you, but then I left you out, you'd probably say, now wait a minute, I want some encouragement. I didn't realize it, but I really do. I want some encouragement. You see, the truth is, none of us say, oh no, there walks up so and so. Every time they walk up, they make me feel better. I hate when that happens. We're not like that. We want to be encouraged. We like to be around people that make us feel better about ourselves, make us feel better about life, make us feel better, more ambitious to serve the Lord. And that's what we appreciate. But the fact is, we can't always be like that. There are times in our life when we're discouraged. In Daniel, the 10th chapter, in a sense, it is a difficult chapter to understand. We do not know all of the details of the vision that Daniel saw in this chapter, but we do understand the beginning of this chapter. You see there at the end of the first verse, Daniel understood the things, speaking of the other visions and things of the time appointed. He understood the vision, and notice verse 2. In those days I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. I ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth, neither did I anoint myself at all, till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. Daniel, in a sense, is discouraged. He needed some help. As we read on into this chapter, we see that Daniel saw another vision. There were other men standing around Daniel, but yet they did not see this vision. The only thing they realized was that the earth was quaking. It was shaking. And so they ran. They hid themselves, and there leaves Daniel out in the open, and he sees the vision, and it weakens him. Finally, he is laying face down on the earth, and an angel from the Lord comes, and he picks him up. He strengthens him. He touches his lips so he can speak. And the reality is that is pretty much the entire chapter of Daniel, the 10th chapter. Well, Daniel, how can that help me this morning? It can help me because I can realize that I need encouragement. You see, if Daniel needed encouragement, I can assure you David needs encouragement. Daniel was the one who said, listen, I'm not giving up praying for anything. You can take me to the lion's den, you can do whatever you want to do, but I'm going to pray to the Almighty God. Daniel was the one that the king said, destroy all the magicians, just take them and destroy them all. And Daniel says, wait a minute, king, I'll figure out what your dream was. And not only did he tell him what his dream was, but he interpreted his dream. Daniel was a successful man. Daniel was a faithful man. But Daniel was discouraged. As a matter of fact, in the 9th chapter last week, we saw that Daniel was the one that was setting and going through the mourning process. He had on the sackcloth and he was confessing the sins of his nation, and then he was very upset. So this morning, if I ask you, who should you be encouraging? Our natural tendency would be, let me search around for someone that's weak. Let me search around for someone that's really suffering. But the truth is, every one of us need encouragement. It doesn't matter how strong you think someone looks. It doesn't matter if you cannot see the problems in their life. The truth is, we all need encouraging. We all need encouraging because of troubles. Daniel, he could look about him and he could see the troubles that Israel was in. They were the nation that God helped, and now they had left their God. They had troubles in their life. You know, this isn't the type of trouble where the little boy runs up to his mommy and says, Mommy, Mommy, sister's in trouble. She's at the principal's office. It's not that kind of trouble. It can be trouble where we have done nothing of our own being to bring about the trouble. When I study through Daniel, the 9th chapter, I cannot see why Daniel is saying, we have sinned and have committed iniquity. We have rebelled. I don't see Daniel doing those things, but yet he felt the trouble of his nation. This morning, would there be anyone here that looks at their life, looks at their family, and they feel trouble? Even though they are not directly responsible for the troubles that their family is going through, they feel the trouble. Surely that's what Daniel was experiencing. He needed encouraging because he realized that there were many troubles about him. Another reason we need encouraging is we need encouraging oftentimes because of the guilt. Now many times again, the guilt is not what we bring upon ourselves, but it's still guilt we experience because we say, well, I could have done this. Or if I had it to do over, I would do this, this, and this. And the fact is, we can't do it over, but yet we still realize the guilt. Daniel realized that guilt because he prayed and he confessed sins that we have done, even though he could not control the nation he was living in. He still experienced that guilt. You know, there's none of us that enjoy failure. None of us. And when we fail, even if it's not a sin, when we fail, we feel guilty. I can remember back in high school a particular goal that I'd set for myself. And I worked hard for 2 years waiting for that one day. For 2 years I dreamt of that day. For 2 years I prepared myself. For 2 years that was what I wanted on that one day. The day came and I failed. And I felt that sickness. Months later, I felt that sickness. Even today when I think about it, I feel that sickness. Why? David, why? That's been years ago. Because none of us enjoy failing. Oh, we all are going to. But the truth is we feel guilty when we fail because we look and we say, I should have done better. If I just had this to do over, I could change. But the fact is many of us become discouraged because of the guilt that we experience through failures. Also, many of us become discouraged because of our weaknesses. We look at Daniel. Here in this 10th chapter, he was so weak that he could not even sit on his hands and knees. Face first into the ground. Now that's pretty weak. The angel had to come and had to lift him just so he could sit on his hands and knees. And then as he talked to the angel, or I should say as the angel spoke to him, he was so weak that all he could do is stare at the ground. And the angel had to touch his lips and give him strength just so he could speak. Many times today, we find ourselves discouraged because we're weak. How many of us have ever worried about a family member so long that it weakened us? We find someone asking us to do something for the church work and we say, I can't. I'm weak right now. I just can't do it. Maybe we're worrying about even ourselves and we're so worried that good things that we know we should be doing at that particular point, we can't. We literally cannot. Just as Daniel could not pick himself up off of the ground, at times we are so discouraged that we cannot even find the strength to do what we want to do. Now we ask the question, who needs encouragement? I tell you, I need encouragement. There's times when I feel trouble. There's times when I feel guilty. There's times when I feel weak. I look around and I see the things that I could be doing and I feel like I don't have the strength to do them. Do you ever feel that way? This morning, let's all say to ourselves, I'm not going to be ashamed to say, I need encouragement. And then let's all say, I want to be willing to help anyone. I'm not going to look around and wait until somebody is laying face first into the earth and say, well, that person needs encouraging. I'm going to go about and I'm going to try to encourage everyone of this congregation. Wouldn't that be a good goal for us to set forth for the next year? I want to encourage in some way everyone in this spiritual body at each guest. It may be a word. It may be a deed. It may be something small or something large. But I want to be an encouragement in an individual, personal way to everyone. Why? Because we all need encouragement. But I want us to think also this morning about another fact of encouragement. The truth is, there is no encouragement that is real encouragement unless it comes from God. Now think about it. You say, well, sure there is. I know people out in the world and they're not godly people and they're all the time making someone feel better. The truth is, they may be sharing a biblical principle. They may not even realize it. But if it is a long-lasting encouragement, it's a biblical principle that's being shared. That's what I need to realize when I think about encouragement myself and when I think about encouraging you. All of my encouragement should be Bible-based. You see, if I come to you and you have a problem and I say something to make you feel better, but yet it's against God's ways, the truth is you might feel better for a few days, but it's only a temporal thing because you're going to have to face a judgment day. I want you to encourage me in a way that I'll be ready for judgment day. Because if you encourage me in a way that I'll be ready for judgment day, you've given me encouragement that is eternal. An encouragement that will last forever. So let's realize this morning that all encouragement should be found in God. Daniel was very discouraged, and Daniel found his encouragement coming from the source of God. I think of a good example, and that's in 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter. Paul was there, and he was writing. And at this time, Paul was very discouraged. And he writes, and he says, all other men have forsaken me. Now, can you imagine being in a mission field and thinking that there's other men there that are going to help you with this work of the Lord's work? And everyone leaves. Everyone forsook him. And he writes to Timothy, and he says, please come. But he did add the words, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me. This morning, let us all realize that true encouragement comes from the source of God. God will stand with us. He will not leave us. But also, secondly, let us realize about the source of God is that God can only help when we love God. Now think about that. God wants to encourage everyone in this room. Everyone. But the truth is, the decision is yours whether or not He will help you. You see, Daniel was known, look in the 11th verse, and he said unto me, now this is the angel saying to Daniel, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved. Understand the words. Daniel was a man greatly beloved. Therefore, God could help Daniel. This morning, if I am working contrary to God, if I am not on the same path as God wants me to be on, the truth is God cannot help me. God cannot encourage me. God cannot comfort me because God promised to never force any of us. Salvation is a voluntary process. Obedience to God is a voluntary process. Our faith is voluntary. None of us are forced to do anything for the Lord. Therefore, God is not going to force any of us to receive His encouragement. We must be beloved of God before we can receive encouragement. 1 John, the 4th chapter, and verse 18, He that loveth not knoweth not God. For God is love. We must love God if we're going to know God, because He is love. Also, I should realize that God's comfort, God's encouragement flows through many channels. You remember when Jesus was about to leave, or He was trying to prepare His disciples and apostles for His leaving the earth. And in John, the 14th chapter, He shares those words that we all know, I go to prepare a place for you. But that didn't comfort them. That just made them more discouraged. They thought that Jesus was leaving them just to prepare that place. And even though Jesus thought that was words of comfort, that really did nothing to comfort them. So finally He says, I'll send a comforter to you. We have that same comforter today. We have the words of the Holy Spirit right here. they should comfort us. I also should realize that there's comfort in Jesus Christ. I don't know about you, but I really could find very little comfort in coming to worship this morning if I did not know that Jesus Christ had died for me. What if we had to pray this very day in our worship service, Lord, please send some way for us to have forgiveness of sins? We don't. We have that assurance. We have that comfort. Also, the result of God's source of encouragement is power. You see, when we look in the 18th and 19th verse, look at the last phrase of the 18th verse, speaking of Daniel, "And he strengthened me and said, O man, greatly beloved, fear not, peace unto thee, be strong, yea, be strong. And when he had spoken unto me, I was strengthened and said, Let my Lord speak, for thou hast strengthened me." Today, God can strengthen us in the same ways. Now you say, listen, I don't think God's going to send an angel to me and pick me up. I think you're right. I don't think God works like that today. But God still gives words that are a strength. God still gives the principles of life that are an encouragement. And brethren, the truth is, many times when we're discouraged, we turn everywhere else except to the Lord. I encourage you to look back in your life. In your mind right now, look back into your life at the times you were most discouraged. Were you reading the Word very actively? Were you involved in a spiritual search through God's Word? Perhaps some might be, but I say the majority would answer no. The truth is, we fail to realize oftentimes the power of God's Word. And many times if we would just turn to God, He could strengthen us so we could say, just as Daniel said, I was strong, I was strengthened. How we need to rely upon God in that sense. In Isaiah, the 40th chapter, is perhaps some of my favorite Old Testament verses. Isaiah 40, verse 29. He giveth power to the faint. Now, how many of us here this morning, since we've had such a big Thanksgiving, and you know that you're going to have a busy week. I know here at the building it's going to be really busy this next week. There's those working on the grounds. There's those working inside the building. There's a lot going to be happening to the physical structure of this building this next week. There's a lot of things that have to be prepared for the homecoming. Now, I know this next week I'm going to feel at times that I'm tired. I'm weary. Listen to these verses. If you're having a busy time in your life, listen. He giveth power to the faint. God, do you really mean it? Of course He means it. And to them that have no might, He increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary. The young men shall utterly fall, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. This week, I want to fly. I want to fly like an eagle. I want to run like a child. I want to walk and not grow weary. But the only way I can do it is to wait upon the Lord. I can pull my power, my strength from God. Now, if we don't believe it, we might as well throw in the towel right now. Because there is not a one in this building that is strong enough to make it to heaven without these words. Not a one. The only ones that will spend their eternity in heaven are the ones that say, I need this book. I need to read it. Because I need God's power, because I'm going to grow weary without it. That's encouraging. That's very encouraging. But just for the last few minutes, let's think about how was Daniel able to receive this encouragement. We see the need, why Daniel needed encouragement. He had trouble, he had guilt, he had weakness. We see that Daniel relied upon the source of God for his encouragement. But can just anyone rely upon the source of God as their encouragement? No. It takes ones that are humble. Daniel was very humble. As we've already pointed out, he was the one that says, I'm not worried about self. I'm worried about praying to God. You do whatever you want to do to me, but I'm going to remain faithful to God. Daniel was the one who went and interpreted all of the dreams, but yet he stayed very close to God. He was humble. He was not puffed up with pride so that he would have to fall and be casted down. But he was humble. Listen, this morning, the first step to being encouraged by God is by being humble enough to say, God, I need Your encouragement. God, I'm discouraged right now because I've been living away from You. I'm humbling myself and I'm saying to You, Lord, I need Your encouragement. Also, we need to have a prayer life like Daniel. Brethren, how are we going to be close to God if we never talk to God? How are we going to be close to God if He never talks to us? The truth is, I need to have open lines of communication if I'm going to be encouraged by God. Also, I need to try to establish a faith that is just as strong as Daniel's. All of us are familiar with Hebrews, the 11th chapter. We're familiar with it because we know it as the Hall of Faith, the great chapter of faith. Now, it mentions several characters by name throughout the chapter, but later towards the end, it's as if the Hebrew writer just ran out of space and finally he just mentions others. And he says, and the prophets. And then he gives a list of what the different prophets did, and he says, and they shut up the mouths of lions. Who's he talking about? Probably Daniel. So Daniel, because of his faith, is even listed in the New Testament in the Hall of Faith. He received encouragement from God. At a time when he was not even strong enough to be on his hands and knees, he was face forward into the earth. He received encouragement because of his humility, because of his prayer life and dependency upon God, and because of his faith. He didn't waver in his faith. This morning, let's make something real clear. We're in this Christian walk together. What is stopping you from obeying God's plan? Are you discouraged? I suggest to you that perhaps just the opposite of what Daniel said when he was strengthened is perhaps the reason. Notice again, if you will, with me in Daniel, the 10th chapter. Look at verse 19. And he said, O man greatly beloved, notice these three things. Fear not, peace be unto thee, be strong. You talk to ones that will not respond to the gospel, I'm afraid. I'm confused. I'm too weak right now. Brethren, without God, you're going to stay that way. Listen one more time after Daniel depended upon God. This is what Daniel said. Fear not. Peace be unto thee. Be strong. We're for you this morning. We want to encourage you this morning. Don't be afraid. Find peace in your life and be strong in the Lord as we stand.